Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, it's been something Irish customers have been wishing for since they clicked a mouse as Amazon.ie saw daylight this week. But what will it mean for both consumers and businesses? Irish Times consumer affairs correspondent and Price Watch editor Conor Pope joins me now. Good morning to you, Conor.
Morning, Bobby. How are you?
I'm real good. I'm a bit croaky, but that's why you can do all the talking now, Conor. Tell me this. Amazon.ie, I ordered my first thing on it earlier in the week because I knew I was going to be talking to you. And I got it the next day and it was seamless. But why is this a big moment?
Well, I suppose it's a big moment because, as you said in the intro, Bobby, we've been waiting a long time for this. I mean, Amazon.com is more than 25 years old, and a lot of your listeners will remember that it launched from this fabled warehouse in Seattle when Jeff Bezos had the idea of selling books online. And very quickly, it became far more than just a bookseller, and it was selling a huge range of products. But Irish shoppers, and I should specify shoppers in the Republic of Ireland, were always diverted to shopping on Amazon.com, which is the US-based division of the site, or Amazon.co.uk, which is obviously the UK site, or less frequently Amazon France or Amazon Germany or wherever it might be, because there wasn't a dedicated portal for Irish shoppers. Now, generally speaking, that was fine. You could still get a huge volume of the stuff that Amazon was selling, and that explains why between 12 and 15% of all of the online purchases in Ireland right now, even before the launch of Amazon.ie, were through Amazon platforms. So it was a huge, huge deal. But there was a couple of like minor glitches for consumers here for donkey's years. And I would have been an early adopter of Amazon. I loved it back in, you know, years ago, because it was just, there was such a huge volume of stuff available. One of the problems back in the day was you couldn't often buy electronics because a lot of American
batteries and
UK,
and stuff. Yeah,
exactly. They didn't want to. Batteries were an issue, and also electronics were an issue because of the electricity waste recycling rules in Ireland. So there was a problem buying electronics, and that was always a bit of a pain. But then the likes of Parcel Motel were set up, and you could get products delivered to a UK address and then forwarded to your Parcel Motel. So there was a workaround there, and that was handy for a lot of people. But of course, the big hammer blow for people shopping on Amazon.co.uk came when the UK, in its infinite wisdom, decided to leave the
Brexit.
European Union. And Brexit really hammered it, because for the first time, a lot of the small retailers who use the Amazon marketplace, who are based in the UK, they couldn't be bothered selling into the Republic of Ireland anymore because there was just too much red tape for them when it came to filling out customs declarations and all the rest. And also, because the UK suddenly, almost overnight, became what is known in trade terms as a third country, there was an awful lot more taxes and charges applied to products that were bought on the .co.uk site. So Irish shoppers really, that they didn't like that. So a couple of years ago, Amazon opened what they call a fulfillment centre, which is just this absolutely
big
warehouse out near Baldonnell Airport. And that facilitated a lot of deliveries into the Republic of Ireland. And the next logical step then is obviously Amazon.ie. Now, what Amazon is promising is, and I think you probably had an experience of this yourself this week, is faster deliveries, easier returns, less red tape. And kind of importantly, the price that you see when you're shopping is ultimately going to be the price that you pay. So you don't have to do this mental arithmetic and convert it from dollars or convert it from sterling. So on that level, this is unambiguously a good news story for consumers.
What about Irish businesses, Conor? I think there's a thousand Irish businesses featured on the platform. Is that likely to grow now?
Oh, I would imagine so. I would imagine that one of the things that Amazon.ie did, or Amazon did when they launched the website this week, was they were very quick to push this Brands of Ireland section of the website. And, you know, that is a good thing. So they have this dedicated section on the Amazon.ie website that pushes people towards Irish brands and Irish companies selling on the platform. So, I mean, in the release, they mentioned the likes of Barry's Tea is selling on the platform and Bewley's is selling on the platform, and lots of other companies are selling on the platform. Now, Amazon will want to bring more companies onto the platform as part of its Amazon marketplace. And that will allow a lot of small and independent businesses grow their sales, increase their revenues, obviously they're going to pay Amazon a commission for that. A lot of companies will say, well, that commission is worth paying because I'm boosting my sales by a significant margin or whatever it might be.
It's 20% plus.
Exactly. And then other retailers will say, do you know what? The commission that they're looking for is too much. I can't afford that because my margins are already razor thin. So I'm going to have to compete with Amazon. And that's where you have the problem, because when you have small and independent retailers going toe to toe with the biggest retailer on the planet, obviously there's going to be real challenges faced by a lot of people. But ultimately then, Bobby, it comes down to a choice that you and I and all of your listeners have to make, because Amazon exists. There's no point in pretending it doesn't exist. Yeah, yeah. There's no point in complaining that it exists, because it's there and it's not going anywhere. So you then, as a consumer, have a choice, and you can say to yourself, do you know what? I'm going to spend all of my money on online platforms like Amazon or others, and to hell with the consequences for small and medium sized businesses in Ireland. Or you can make a different choice and say, do you know what? I'm going to spend all my money with local and independent retailers, and that's a different choice. Or you can make a kind of hybrid whereby you shop sometimes online and sometimes.
And I think, to be fair to retailers, Connor, they understand now this hybrid nature of their business, that anybody who has a shop is also online in some way, because you have to be.
Yeah, but retailers in Ireland do have a huge advantage here. And I think it's important to highlight that, because they're not like some wilting wallflower going, oh, no, everything is impossible. We can't compete with Amazon. They can compete with Amazon. And I think that's a really important message to get out there, because a small or independent Irish retailer offers an entirely different proposition to the consumer than a big international or multinational giant. So if I go into a local shop here in Dublin 7 where I live, I will have an entirely different experience than if I shop online. And I think the experiential piece, and I know you've probably talked about it on your show many times, is going to be a crucial thing for retail as we go forward. It's not just about the acquisition of stuff. It's the experience you have when you're buying that stuff. All right. So if you go into your local shop, you have a friendly conversation, you have a nice chat, there might be other things that are on offer. Like, I know that pennies...
We'll have to leave it there, Connor.
Okay. Well,
thanks a million.
That's no problem. Bye.
Well done. Thanks as always.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
On News Talk.